From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. State building repairs, technology startups, and local libraries are among the programs that will share $43 million in funding released by Missouri's governor. Governor Jay Nixon said today that he plans to release the funds immediately after the state took in higher general revenues in March. Revenues increased by 25% from last March, bringing the year-to-date increase to almost 7%. Budget Director Linda Lubering says part of the difference is due to a lawsuit settlement and other one-time changes, but mainly it was just a good month for economic growth. The money includes $7 million for the Missouri Technology Corporation, a public-private partnership to promote technology startups, and about $5.8 million will go to public libraries across the state. A Morgan County food pantry is getting ready to build an expansive new facility. KBIA's Kyle Norris explains how the new building will alleviate space issues at the current facility.
The Ivy Bend Food Pantry received a grant from the Missouri Department of Economic Development for more than $300,000 that will go towards the new facility in southern Morgan County. The facility currently uses two connected trailers to feed those in need in the area. Acting President Melvin Byrd says the added space would do more than provide more food to the area.
We'd have more room to operate and wouldn't be as crowded as we was in the trailer. We usually have about 24 to 28 volunteers working in the two trailers.
Byrd says the pantry hopes to open the new building in late May or early June. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
One of the 10 worst bridges in the state is in Boone County, according to a Washington, D.C.-based organization that crunches data from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Its report says the I-70 bridge that goes over Business Loop 70 in Columbia was built in 1957 and has structural deficiencies. Travis Kessner is the assistant district engineer for MoDOT's Central District. He says MoDOT will replace that bridge and two others in Columbia.
We do some minor patches and repairs to them, but they're really beyond a condition where we can do a major rehab. You know, the bridges are safe, but it's really not cost-effective to do a major rehab on what is there. That's why we're moving forward with this project to totally replace the bridges.
Kessner says they've narrowed down the search for a contractor to do the projects. It's expected to cost about $18 million, and construction will likely begin this fall. A University of Missouri professor is the lead author in a U.S. Geological Survey study that found human birth control affects fish fertility rates, too. The survey found that fish exposed to a chemical in human birth control pills produced offspring that struggled to fertilize eggs. MU professor Ramji Bhandari says these chemicals can lead to consequences, such as fish developing ovaries where testes should be.
And these studies indicate that these aquatic habitats are somehow contaminated by estrogenic chemicals.
Bhandari says birth control pills are not totally absorbed in women's bodies and are excreted in urine, which then passes through drains and into waterways. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.